And welcome everyone to another Sunday afternoon here on Revolution Radio, and I'm also on PSN Radio. I'm Stephen Robertson. This is Cancel the Cabal. I almost had a freak out moment there for a minute until my co-host Sherry Wisdom happened to mention something that never would have occurred to me, because I would have totally freaked out. But I had both Sherry and my guest on a Skype call before I was going to grab the Revolution Radio studio Skype, and it wouldn't call the Skype. So she said, why don't you drop us, call the studio first, and then bring us in. And that worked. We are here. So welcome, everyone. Hi, Sherry.
Ta-da!
Ta-da. Bam. Da-da-da-da-da. We're doing our little dance. But anyways, I want to introduce another friend I've known for probably about a year and a half now, or somewhere in that area. I met Jessica Ahlstrom, I think somewhere in the late spring, early summer of last year. She's an empath. She's a life coach. She's a medium, I guess, which a lot of people say. She's in Kansas City, Kansas, or near that area over there. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Awesome. So I've got some people emailing me right now, Stephen. What radio station can I direct people to so they can listen in right now?
I'll send you a link real quick.
Perfect. I'll post it on some social media and we can get some people live. I'm excited to be here. This particular topic that we're going to be talking about today is something that is near and dear to my heart as being a parent. So I'm excited to be here.
Well, okay. I am. I'm excited to have you here because I think that there is a lot going on this planet right now. And there are a lot of people who, and this is probably going to offend people, but I'm kind of on that roll these days. So there are a lot of people who think they know what they're doing. They think that they understand either the abilities or the gifts that they have, and they are falling into believing that they are viewers, that they are this or they are that. And it's really just a perception within them. And they're not able to, even if they have the gift, they're not able to actually filter through what they have going on to see through to the other side. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And
there's all different types of mediums out there, let me tell you.
Well, and that's, and I think at this time, I'm seeing this kind of this fork, this Y in the road. And you'll have those that kind of continue on the path of this higher vibration. But there's a lot of them that are literally, it seems like, being vacuumed, sucked into this lower vibration of ego and all kinds of other crazy stuff. And so when Stephen contacted you about my daughter and about all this stuff that was going on with me, there were other people. I mean, you know, I was in a freak out. So I was contacting every freaking person from Australia to Africa. I mean, you know, I was not messing around. So I ended up, you know, there were some people that were able to tap into some different stuff. But what I realized is that a lot of them were tapping into the things around me instead of her. Mm-hmm. And you were able to, if I had listened in a way that had, you know, if I had not been in a total freak out and I just would have kind of tuned in probably, I could have heard what you were saying. And you were the one who was saying, she's fine. She's okay. She's in a car. There's a situation that could be bad, but it's not, it doesn't seem like you're like, it could go, you know, like, I don't remember exactly how Stephen said it now, but I want to explain it to you also to give you confirmation, I guess, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, let's preface this.
Let's go back and explain what's happened.
Let's go back and explain.
Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, go back and then I'll jump in.
Last Sunday, Sherry had called me on the cell and Skype and freaking out, crying. She said her daughter was missing, and all she could see in her mind was the emotional part of what her sight could give her. She had all kinds of scenarios because she had talked to other people before she talked to me about her daughter missing, and they were giving all kinds of bad scenarios. One intuitive even told her she was dead.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, already.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit that I was being kind of like bombarded with. Anyway, go ahead.
I had texted Jessica and asked her if she was a viewer, and she said yes. So I told her the scenario shortly in a text, and before I even give her a picture, she had already said, she's fine. She's in a car. She's going to a convenience store and then going to a party.
Yeah.
And that's why I passed on to Sherry. And I don't know whether it gave her any kind of solace or comfort or what, but...
Well, it did for about 30 seconds. And then I got, you know, then I kept hearing from all these other, like, I was in such freak out because of my own, of some of my own rabbit holes that, I mean, in my mind, like, it was feasible that she could be on her way to Guatemala being trafficked and, you know, in God knows what. Like, that's it, so extreme, but that's how crazy my mind went.
Exactly. I mean, you're a mom, you know, so it's like when something happens to our kids, it goes into, you know, every what if possible, especially, you know, in that type of situation. But the type of remote viewing that I do is extremely just in the flow of leaving myself completely out of it. And so what you're telling me is that basically you're getting all these remote viewers all over the world remote viewing their own crap to you. And
damn.
That is one thing that I do as a quantum viewer, which is I remote view the timelines of where the vibration is actually occurring. And because it has nothing to do with me, and because, you know, it's not emotionally, within me that I can see it so clearly that I didn't even need to see a picture. Now, normal people who, you know, have children would totally go into their own fear and be like, oh my gosh, if this happened to my kid. But what my job is as an intuitive is to stay completely in the truth of where the energy resides. And the ability to remote view is a gift that I do not take lightly as far as playing with people's lives. And, you know, a lot of people look at it as spying. You know, I've had a lot of people who wouldn't want to work with me because I can see thoughts and I can see, you know, things that are going on in their world. But I really don't, I mean, to be completely honest, I don't really care about what's going on in anyone else's life except my own. You know, I've got 4 kids and a company, and I really am only here to utilize these gifts to create solutions for this planet. And solutions for this planet is to get rid of fear, because fear is the most intoxicating form of control there is. And, you know, as parents, we worry about our kids' vibration. You know, we're all about monitoring our vibration, but, you know, our children go out into the world and they're around, you know, other people and influences, and we don't know how to judge their vibration. And so I could totally understand how you're getting all of this crazy feedback, you know, from all over the planet, when the truth of it is she's out there adventuring. She's out there finding herself, and, you know, she's doing what she was doing. And when I mean, as soon as I saw her, I was literally having dinner with family, and I picked up the text message and I just said, oh yeah, she's totally fine. You know, she's probably not somewhere where she's supposed to be, obviously, because you don't know where she is, but literally, like, she's doing her thing.
And it was right on. I just want to add that it, like, I know I'm jumping and interrupting you, but I mean, like, truly, that is exactly what happened. And not even, like, she kind of even tried to not tell the truth about it, but somehow that did stick in me. And so then when I kind of pried a little bit, the whole story kind of came together. And you were tag on all the way across. And if I had listened, if I had tapped into you and I had listened, it would have resolved the 24 hours that continued. I wouldn't have been such a freaking mess.
She lost 10 pounds in that 2 days.
Well, I can imagine.
I was a wreck. I mean, and I can't afford to lose weight. And I was just like, I think the guilt within myself was another kick in the ass.
She's tinier than you are, Jessica.
I can tell. Yeah.
Well, it's just, I'm super small, but I'm also like, I'm 4'10" and a half. Like, I'm not.
I'm right there with you, girl.
Okay. So it's like, yeah. So, you know, it's like, you
like
can't
start. Yeah.
Yeah. And you start losing 8 pounds in 5 days and you look weird. Like, I mean, that's how I feel. But anyway, this whole thing, it basically came about. And this is what I think. And this is why I was really kind of excited about meeting you and kind of connecting in a different vibration, was that the guardians are standing now. And what happened to me, I felt like, was, first of all, I had to release a lot of my, what you were just saying, the fear. Like, I cried for such a solid period of time that my body couldn't help but let go of something.
Yeah.
Right. And so by the time I was done crying, she came home.
Yeah.
it was, but then I wanted to ask you about this, and Stephen knows about this, and it is, and maybe I'm just making it up and I'm okay. It's fine. But a couple days after all this happened, and I was able to kind of pull myself back in, ground, realize and recognize kind of the patterns that I had to change and all this stuff, right? I got hit in the back super hard. Like a kid that they were playing baseball across the roadway, and I was walking across the roadway, and it hit me right in the center of the back. Wow. Well, pushed me forward, you know, like a step.
It was a baseball, wasn't it?
It was a baseball. And it pushed me forward, but it didn't hurt me at all. Like it almost felt like it didn't, like I, if I hadn't heard the noise, I wouldn't have known what the fuck just happened, because it just like pushed me forward. And then like I just kind of keep walking. They're like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry,
I'm
about the language, everyone.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, it's real. Keep going, girl.
Sorry. Yeah. Sunday. Anyway, so I just keep walking, right? Like I'm in a haze. That's not true. Actually, I turned around, and the kid that was behind me that had thrown it was just, you know, like in panic, you know, like, I'm so sorry. And I just like, it was fine. I just thought, it's fine. And I turned around and I kept walking. And then I got into the car and I told my daughter was just like, what just happened? And I lifted up my shirt so that she could look at my back and see if there was a mark. I mean, I'm little enough that a hit like that should have at least left a red mark. Mm-hmm. There's nothing.
Right. Wow.
No mark, no nothing. And then, so I go through a couple of days and I'm telling Steven this. I'm like, this is like, what the heck is going on? Caught myself. Did you see that?
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
And anyway, I don't know if it was last night or this morning. I wake up and there's a hole in my back. Like not a big hole, like not, it's like super tight. It looks like a spider bite or something, but it's a hole. But it's a hole. And I'm like, what came out of me with that hit? Like what was hit? What actually did that thing hit? And what in the world just happened? So I'm kind of curious I don't know a lot about your gifts. So I'm kind of asking it at a far fetch, but it's like, can you see something in that? Do you feel something in that?
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, every single thing that happens in this universe has nothing to do with being random. Everything is synchronistic. And the back represents support, feeling support. And so anytime anything is happening, going on with the back, it is literally a wake-up call that you are needing support. And pain has nothing to do with it, because we're actually on the planet to self-realize and to wake up and to realize who we are. And so the synchronicity of you being at that moment, at that time, and encountering that particular event is so not about the event itself, but what it left you with. It left you with asking, you know, what was this about? What does this mean? These are all the questions that expand the universe. And when you can look at where the wake-up call was in the back. The middle back represents you not feeling supported right now in your life. And that was a wake-up call for you. And the guidance that was around you didn't necessarily want you to be off your game from that or hurt from that, but become aware that every single thing that is emotional will manifest in the physical body, whether it's in an accident or an illness, to let you know through your guidance and higher power exactly where your vibration is. So I look at that as a gift. And, you know, stubbing your toe, anything like this is always a gift, and it has meaning to first and foremost let you know that you're not alone, because it should have probably put you down. It should have knocked you out, and it didn't. So you know you're not alone. And so your subconscious mind that's telling the universe you don't feel supported is letting you know that you're not alone, even though you don't feel supported. Does that resonate?
Oh, my God. So what's so crazy? I mean, yes, yes, and yes. And then, so... Most people on this, I think I've announced on this channel that I'm a Wiccan. I'm a witch. I'm a third generation. I was reared that way. I don't necessarily practice now, but that's how I was reared. And when I went into panic, you know, people go back to their origin. I mean, they, you know, Christians will pray, you know, whatever it is. And so what I did is I called upon the crow to bring in protection and to bring her back to me and all this stuff. I did this whole weird, crazy thing that I'm not going to get into on this show, but... And when the crow flew off, what had happened to her is she actually did call in a guardian. And this guardian, not only like, because she was actually trying to draw. It was so phenomenal. The guardian showed up. And then because the guardian that I had before was basically they took it. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. He's now he's not here and he's in hell. So a guardian has shown up. The crow showed up. The guardian came right after all of this happened. And it was like that saying, I need help. I need support. I have lived my life thinking that I had to do it by myself.
Right. Yep.
And I like being by myself. Don't get me wrong. But I need help. There's things that are going on this planet right now that I'm not capable of really doing by myself. And so the collective, the guardians, the things that people do not understand, the magic side of things is happening now. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I know. And you know what? I mean, everything you're saying is can be proved by science because, you know, my background is quantum mechanics. And so I can actually prove through quantum theory everything that you're saying is completely true. I am also extremely spiritual in the fact that I can see non-physical reality as being a medium and see time, space, reality forms. So time doesn't really exist. We're just energy. And as we are having this physical experience and a fast period of evolutions, you're absolutely right. They're here now. They've always been here, but we can experience them now.
Yes.
We can have relationships with, as the veil thins out on the planet, we can really have solid relationships with non-physical reality.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but is that what's happening? I mean, I'm seeing things. I've always, so the ability that I was blessed with, I'll say, is being able to see the light, the what people would call the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's, I see it every day, all day, in everything, but it's really it's in people that I see it the most. Mm-hmm. And that's how I know where people are sick. It's not that I'm any kind of, I just see the dark spot and I know where the light is, not where it's not light like people think light, but it's where the energy is moving. And when the energy can't move through certain areas, there's a blocking, there's something messing it up. So I just, you know, I know that stuff is going on. Well, when all of what's happening now, it's almost like, I don't want to be too dramatic because I'm at a weird place, but it's like, it feels like that we are at that why that I'm talking about, and the darkness, the dark side of things, the things that people are afraid of are trying to rear up and grab a hold and just suck you into the vibration so that they can exist. It's not about hatred or meanness or all these things that people are tagging. It's just about survival because that's what the lowest vibrations are, right? I don't know.
I mean, well, let's define dark and light for our viewers here. So dark is the absence of love and light is love. And the frequency of love is basically gamma, right? It's a frequency. And it is the frequency of unconditional love, which means love without conditions, which is light, which is photons, which is energy. So when that energy is so dense and has forgotten that it is love, then it will be experienced as very dense and it will appear dark. But there is absolutely there's no good and bad. There is just remembrance of love or absence of love and love itself. And so we're not playing a game of dark and light on this planet. We're playing a game of, you know, who remembers their love and who has forgotten. And you know, the ones who have forgotten would like to pull you down into that forgetfulness. And yeah. Our job is to keep our frequency up. And those who can see, the messengers, the empaths, the light workers, the star seeds, the Wiccans, in any category that you would consider yourself a messenger or a guide, right? What is a guide? It's someone who leads. We're basically technically on this planet sheep herding. And we're here to help those who have not remembered that they are light. And sometimes it's hard for us to remember that we're light, you know, especially when our children are in harm's way or, you know, we're being attacked or things like that. But it is at the base of the universe. It is all frequency and vibration. So whether I'm remote viewing to find your daughter or looking in someone's body to locate cancer, it is literally just the same as looking for the light and love and the absence of it and tracking it like a detective would look on timelines. And so really what we're doing on the planet is we're not you know, fighting the power anymore. And I'm going to be talking about this when I channel next weekend for Second Sunday. We're not fighting the power. We're remembering we are the power. And we're remembering that fear and love cannot exist in the same breath. And that at any given moment that we can be a catalyst for remembering that. And as I got to help you find your daughter, it was more of like one mom talking to the other. You know what? She's fine. She's doing this. And anyone else who you talked to was literally running their own programs through a false sense of remote viewing, because remote viewing has nothing to do with me. Remote viewing is locating the energy and becoming the frequency of where your daughter is and having the experience with her. And I actually taught myself how to remote view, which I teach in my Tika Academy that I do internationally, is I taught myself to remote view because I was missing my daughter. She was living with her dad in California, and the pain was so unbearable that I missed her every day. So I taught myself how to remote view so that I could, you know, watch her ride her bike. And so it came from such a pure place that I've only always used it for that particular perspective. Like, I would never use remote viewing to help any governmental, you know, system or find someone that had nothing to do with love. It's like, if there's a baseline of love involved, and that's why when Stephen texted me and said, hey, can you help us find, you know, this gal, it was like, all of a sudden, it was like one mom to another. It's like, you know what? This is what we're on the planet for. This is why we came. We came to remind people that everyone has these abilities. If it's coming from a pure place, does that make sense?
It makes so much sense. And what's so interesting about what you're saying, I mean, it's just kind of, I'm telling you, the last 10 days have been nothing but confirmation for me, if that makes any sense. But because basically, and I know Stephen has heard me say this before, is that our tribe, it's a tribe. And it takes a tribe to rear children. That's not a joke. It's a part of, like, I feel like I'm able to do a lot of different things. But when it comes to my kids, I'm so emotionally involved. Right. I can hardly, I mean, like, and this sounds pathetic and it's almost embarrassing, but like, my kids are perfect.
Hey, Sherry, tell her about your daughter's guardian.
Oh, you're not, I mean, you just, this is, I almost feel like embarrassed to tell this story because it's like, I feel like I'm reading a book. Seriously. So, okay. The same daughter had stolen my, this is why she took off. Okay. Yeah. This is here. Everybody gets the background now. The night before, she had decided for some God unknown reason that she was going to take my car to go and pick up a friend of hers. Mm-hmm. She does not know how to drive. She's never driven before, but she's been, you know, watching for 14 years. So she thinks she's got it down. She takes off and heads up the street. Well, she gets about, I don't know, maybe 3, 4, 5 blocks away, and she realizes that she doesn't know how to drive. Okay. So she turns around in this like cul-de-sac area that's right before, like, not a busy street, but kind of a street that leads into like town or whatever. Well, because she doesn't know how to drive, she hits an RV, right? Well, she panics and she like tries to get away, but because she has it in reverse, she hits it again. Well, it just so happens that the owner is inside of it because he plays his guitars in there and stuff. Anyway, the owner comes out and he's like, what the hell is going on? You know, and she's like, she opens up the door and he says, are you drunk? And she says, no. And he says, are you on drugs? And she says, no. He says, well, do you know how to drive? She says, no. And so he ponders, like, he just sits there, like, he doesn't know what to do. And because he could tell that she's scared and that she's, you know, anyway, and he just gets this sense, supposedly, that she's just a nice girl. And anyway, he does something that is just totally off the chart. So he goes, he says, well, where are you going? And she gives him some grand story that I'm not going to go into, but it worked fabulously. And so he drives her to pick up the friend.
Wow.
And brings her back.
You got a powerful girl there.
Fuck. Oh, sorry. I'm not allowed to say that. sorry.
No, just flow with it, girl. It was appropriate.
So then it gets better. So, but he tells her, he's like, so he does all the stuff with her and he tells her, but he says, now you do, you have to pay for this stuff that you broke, you know? And so she had not told the truth about her age, which she does look a lot older. And she had told him that she had a job and there was a bunch of other things that had gone on. And so he's like, well, when you get paid, you need to pay me the $200 or whatever it was for a couple of old guitars that were broken on the inside and the headlight and it was moved 18 inches off the blocks. Anyway, you know, she is not the age that she had said. She's 14. She's a young girl and doesn't have a job and has never done anything or been in any trouble ever in her life. She just didn't know how to handle it. She didn't know what to do or whatever. And finally, at some point, like, he's like, what is going on? And she tells him that she had told me this big story.
Yeah.
And so he shows up here because he just lives up the freaking street.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's also thinking, oh my God, that mom is going to think I'm really weird. Like, he's thinking that I'm going to think he's weird for driving, you know, for participating in that. Yeah. So he shows up here and the whole truth comes out and all these things. And basically, like, everything that I've been talking to you about, he's completely aware of, but he's not connected to any kind of social media or the internet or any of that kind of stuff. It's like he's been living it also.
Right.
Like, he actually thought that Catherine was, like, whoever they are fucking with or messing with him.
Yes.
You know, like, and it just turned out to be an amazing thing. And anyway, and then another woman who I hadn't contacted but was kind of in an interesting position says, the son of the crow.
Oh, wow.
And which is a big deal to me because that's,
yeah.
Anyway, and now as we speak, he's outside fixing my car.
Wow. that's what I mean about the synchronistics of the universe. It's like, if you're actually freaking paying attention in this reality right now, everything is synchronistic because
yes.
Everything is lining up literally to give you everything you need to know about yourself. And this generation that your 14-year-old is in right now, you know, my oldest is 21, will be 22 soon, 19, 10,
it's
and 3.
So lucky.
And it's like they are here to experience. And it's funny because, you know, we were kind of the same way, but we bought into the conformity, we bought into the rules. These kids that are coming in now, they don't care what you think. They're here to be themselves and to be authentic. And they're here to do, you know, like, I love the fact that she just jumped in the car and didn't even know how to drive and figured out that later. I mean, that sounds like something I would do if I was born in this new energy. And you know what? It's like you attracted her as, you know, as her mom so that you could learn how to be free by watching her. You know, because I can see looking into your timeline right now that your freedom has been challenged your whole life. And, you know, you haven't had the support and you haven't been, especially in your younger years, allowed to be the authentic, you know, messenger and goddess and basically everything that you are is you're coming into it now. And what a great teacher that you have in this daughter who can show you pretty much what being fearless looks like, because that is something that you're having to learn, because that was something that was really ingrained into your early, you know, first couple of 7-year cycles. And your abilities that are going to be coming in, you've got crazy abilities that are already with you, but the ones that are going to be coming in within this next 18-month period for you are going to blow your mind. And your job right now is to see strength instead of fear, to see possibilities instead of problems.
Are you kidding? You know? She's already not been able to handle it.
I mean, it's like, I mean, honestly, and I know it's but this is helping me. I can't tell you how synchronistic, again, that this is, because I was at the point, and I've told Steven this for the last 2 days, am I freaking crazy? Like, seriously, like, am I crazy? Because the things I'm seeing and the things that are happening to me are not normal, and I'm already not normal. So, like, that
is it you that's not normal, or is it the sleeping world that's not normal? Because I think right here is a good time for you to redefine, you know, the purpose of why you came.
Yeah.
And you didn't come here to be the same. You came here to be unique so that you could be part of the solution and not the problem, which means the difference that you felt about yourself your entire life is actually what you're going to, it, what's going to end up changing the planet for the good. And so sitting there thinking, am I crazy? I think we've all gone through that at some point. That does not serve you. Right now, what you need to do is say, you know what? I have this gift. I have these gifts. You know, and I'll let you off the hook here. When it comes to our kids, like, I can't see my kids' stuff. I need to have someone else help me see my kids, because when you're connected energetically and you are in an intimate relationship with anyone, and all intimacy means is into me, I see. It doesn't mean sex. It is literally a binding energetic signature where you can't see yourself and someone else. And our kids fall into that category. And we cannot see them because we're energetically, emotionally connected. So I have to have people help me with my kids as well, because it's like I love them so much that now I'm emotionally involved and I can't see what I need to see clearly without judgment. And so this experience that you're going through is about, you know, you reaching out to me and me helping you from mom to mom to remote view your daughter was literally just synchronistic. The guidance telling you, see, you are supported. See, there are people who are all over this planet that have the right intentions, and that these are the people that we need to connect with and collaborate with, because, you know, there's a lot of psychics out there that are giving a lot of bullshit information. And the reason why is because they're looking at one timeline, and in quantum mechanics, the timelines are endless. So I'm not saying they were giving you a false reading of where your daughter was. I was saying they were looking at the wrong timeline as far as the potential of what was actually occurring with her. And all I did was looked at the one that was happening right now, not the one that was happening in six different directions. If, you know, because again, you breathe differently and your future changes. You have a different thought, your future changes. So I was looking at the time and space of the moment of now, which is all we ever have, and seeing her basically being a teen, living her life, you know, sneaking to going to a party. And there was really, I mean, she's so divinely protected that you're the one with the fear. So it's your story now to get rid of some of this fear by having this experience, because this experience is teaching you that, you know what, my kid is... She's a fierce one, and she's teaching me what being fearless looks like. So I'm going to tell you, that is your gift in all of this, is to see what fearlessness looks like. And as soon as you stop worrying about her, she will actually calm down.
Now, Jessica,
I'm sorry, Stephen.
I didn't get in there a few minutes ago. I wanted to ask you about something, Jessica, that happened to me after the first time I went out to Denver to see Sherry. Mm-hmm. I'd already been out there to Kansas City once, and then that was the second time I went out there. But I got back, and I called Sherry on the phone, and it was in the middle of the day, or it was still light out. I had pulled in the driveway, and there was a crow bickering back and forth with a blackbird. Mm-hmm. I want to get your take on that, since, well, you do know a lot of my story.
Okay. So let me ask, like, what does the crow represent?
Well, you
know, in the spirit animal realm, each animal signifies something very specific as far as meaning to your journey. And, you know, in the metaphysical world, you know, what does crow mean for you? And when you see a blackbird and a crow, it's kind of like, again, it goes back to, you know, getting hit in the back with a baseball. Nothing is random. Everything is synchronistic. Means there's a message there for you, Stephen. There's a message that communicates something specifically to you. Because again, we're so stubborn and we're so good at living in the past and the future that we don't pay attention to the now moment. And so literally spirit has to have, you know, animals and songs and license plates and synchronicities like hit us in the head to get our attention to basically say, hey, there's a message here waiting for you. And you've got to pay attention and basically like get the message. So, you know, like what does crow mean to you? What does the crow
is the seer. So as a Wiccan, the crow is the seer. So the crow is the one that you can see through the eye of the crow, but they can also see you. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's why I banish them from my property, but I use them as messengers. if that makes sense.
Well, I still have problems grasping all what it means and what the significance of it is, but the only thing I could gather is me and my mother bickering back and forth a lot about issues and stuff.
Well, what did you, let me ask you, Stephen, when you were working with Sherry, did you have, were you guys doing some energy work together and some clearing?
Yes.
Okay. So basically what the crow represents in the metaphysical world is it's associated with basically life's mysteries and magic. And it's the power, it's the power bird. It's the spirit guide that provides the insight and its support of meaning of what's actually going on. And so when we're in the metaphysical world, the crow is that meaning, which means that I could tell if you saw the crow, you had just worked through something, some meaning that you needed to process.
Okay.
And probably some inner child work.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
and
it was.
Then you show up and you see the symbolic confirmation of what's going on. And so in that moment, instead of looking at the bird like, what's that mean? Like, you know, go Google it. Go Google what this owl means that crossed your path, or a crow. And then, you know, when I first moved into this new house, it was like these crickets were just literally coming out of my drain. And instead of like getting irritated and you know, getting the bug spray out, I'm like, oh, let me check out what this means. And it literally meant basically being able to sing in the dark, which is what I am, is I'm a shadow hunter. I work in the quantum field of possibilities to help eliminate trauma and fear from this planet. And so I thought it was very symbolic that I was having all of these crickets coming out of my drain right when I really took ownership of this new life that I was setting up for myself. So when we can look at that, we can have connection with spirit through our animals, through our nature, through our synchronicities, through our, you know, accidents or lacks of accidents, or people showing up and being angelic, or, you know, your daughter hitting somebody's RV and then he's end up working on your car. I mean, what is the synchronicities of all of this outlining? And what we need to do is freaking pay attention to this and be like, this is really cool. Instead of worrying about whether or not spirit exists, it's literally in every breathing thing on the planet reminding you that you are God incarnated in human form.
Yeah. Well, for the most part, most of the men Sherry's met in the last, well, this year have wanted to have relationships with her. But I'm the only one that hasn't. I've been out there 3 times and, you know, it's not a concern with me.
Well, I think it's interesting that, so I was saying that, and I think this is Jessica, you will probably understand what I'm saying here and other people may or may not, but this is the time where the guardians shall stand, and the guardians are coming to me now because I was told 2 years ago that for whatever reason, and I wish that I understood it because it would make this so much easier, but for whatever reason, the guardians will come. And if you look around me right now, I have these men who feel the need to protect and care for me that it's not even feasible to be involved with. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm not in that space anyway. I am not in a space to be involved with anyone other than being in a deep, I have a deep love for Gary. You know, I mean, there's a certain space of where you connect on certain levels with people, but it's also, I'm still, you know, we're talking about across the ocean from certain people that we're able to connect to now. So there's a lot happening in this reality that is showing me what we and most people have believed to be the fairy tale realm, or the, you know, oh, that can't be real, the fairies and the dragons and the magic and all of these things, like, it is happening all the time. And I think that one of the downfalls of us not realizing it as the human race is that those that we consider to be the elite, well, that's where it's going. That's why the planet is in darkness. Because we're not accessing the space that they're using to manipulate this reality. That might have been too deep, but
no, I mean, not for me. But you know, you're correct, but you have to also remember that you missed one vital step about yourself. You are a guardian, and you know, you have just decided to be the guardian in human form, which technically means that you have the ability to be both human and non-physical in one body. And the guardians that are around you are there to support and remind you and protect you in your journey of fully connecting back into that power. And 2017 represents the energy of the goddess, which means it's the divine masculine feminine energy, which means it's the alpha female. And as this energy rises up, even the prophecies, the women inheriting the earth is happening. And what's happening is these women that are fully integrated in back into their complete power of knowing and beauty and sexuality and all these things. Now, all of a sudden, we're taking that center stage on the planet. And it's the women who are literally going to outcreate the elite energy by loving unconditionally in a nurturing perspective that's pretty much kind of like badass. I mean, we have this strong masculine energy. The first time on this planet, women can be Mother of the Year and CEO and also be an intuitive at the same time and still cook dinner at 5 o'clock. And it's like it's not hard. And what's happening is there's all these amazing men that are remembering their divine feminine that are seeking out to support us in our mission and seeking out to support themselves in their own mission, because they are here to tell the stories and to build the new earth and to remind the people what that looks like. But everything you're experiencing right now is completely synchronistic of why you incarnated here in the first place. Does that give you confirmation?
Oh shit. And it's not just confirmation, but I'm like stuttering because I'm
she's good, isn't she?
Wow. Steven totally was hiding you from me.
No, are you kidding me? I've been trying to hook you two up for 8.
He has. I was scared of you.
I've been trying to hook you two up for 8 months.
I know, that is true. And actually, it's kind of interesting because, anyway, there was some things that had gone on, and maybe it was all, you know, to keep us separated, because I do feel like, okay, so I have this vision of what you're saying, and anyway, the confirmation is the dance. Steven, do you remember me telling you about, the women coming together and standing up and doing this dance that projects this energy, and it's like pounding into the earth. It's like stamping your feet and doing this dance that pushes evolution forward. I don't know, that sounds ridiculous, but it's
You know what? Stop saying that, because it's frequency. It's like, own your power. Like, I can feel how powerful you are. You just haven't been around the right audience yet to receive you. And, you know, about a year and a half ago, my ex got a wild hair and decided that after his family heard me talk about aliens on a radio station, that they were going to try to, you know, possibly take away my son. And instead of being quiet and hiding my gifts that I'm here to serve this planet with, I decided to go public and just start doing live channeling and radio shows and just really put my freak flag out there. And what happened was I said, you know what? I choose me and I choose love. And I'm not going to be afraid to use the language that I know that I was born to use, and the right people who need to hear it are going to show up. And that is basically when I took my power back. And so what I'm asking you is to take your power back and use your language to say, you know what, this may not make sense to you yet, but this is who I am. This is why I'm here. And all of a sudden, what's going to happen is you're going to open this floodgate. And it is important that you and I work together, because I can feel how powerful you are. And what we need to do is we need to come together as women. And we need to, like you said about the village raising or the tribe raising the children, it's like we are here to take care of each other and to collaborate and to rebuild this planet with love and magic, because magic exists and it is the fairy tale we came for, and we will not stop until we experience that. And only people who are ignorant and are afraid are going to be in judgment of anything you and I would ever say publicly.
I'm stuttering because, and Steven knows this more than anybody, because I've been throwing up all over him for the last 5 days. I can't stop now, Steven. I know you have stuff to say, and I just
no,
can't
I don't.
Stop
interrupting you. I'm fine.
Oh, good. Okay. But I needed to hear this so much, because I was at a point where I do know that
she wanted to move states.
I'm being hit so hard, because the thing is we're close.
Yeah. Well, darkness chases light.
Yes.
What you have to do is, so you're in this position, what I would call is, you know, a back porch light that's flickering at night. What happens? All the bugs attack it. Yeah. So that's your vibration right now. You're a flickering light. So what you need to do is exactly what I said, is turn your bright light loud. Because do bugs attack the sun? No. Does darkness go after the sun? No. The sun burns it out. So what you have to do is you have to take that spark that is inside of you that's flickering, because you're like, oh, is it safe for me to be a weirdo? Oh, gosh, what's going to happen? Or somebody get it, you know, and go, you know what? F this. I'm going to get as big as I can, because as soon as you project your light bigger than a porch light, nothing is going to bother you.
What? A scientist.
It's going to come out.
A science has proven that there is no such thing as total darkness. Darkness is just a lack of light, and there is no such...
And that's what I explained in the beginning. Does this make sense, Sherry? You just have to do what I did last year when they were coming at me. It was like, you just have to get bigger than anything. It's like it's like the sun would burn anything.
I have goosebumps all over my body.
Yeah.
I do. Because, and here's the thing about it, is it's just, it's such, like, I needed this so much, because I am... I don't want to say, oh, I'm so powerful, but I am the kind of person that, I do things about things. Anyway, I know.
Let's go back. I'm using this radio show as a coaching call.
Go back
and say, I am this powerful, because the I am is the frequency of who you really are. And so stop dimming your light. You know, it's not arrogant. It's not, you know, who cares if some people can't handle it? Because what you're doing is you're rising up in that divine goddess power and confidence, so that other people can remind themselves that they can do that too. Every time we say yes, like, I am this powerful, I am here to, in a humbling way where we're not arrogant.
That's the thing.
Doing it in love, then what happens is we inspire other women and men to go, you know what? I can do that too. And these feelings that I've been having and couldn't tell anyone about it, just because she said this now makes it safe for me to be able to say it. And I mean, literally, by you owning who you are, you could rescue people from suicide, because when there are people on this planet who don't know it's okay for them to be empathic and intuitive, and they have to hide that from the world. And when they hide that, they get sick. And so when I can stand up and say, you know what? Yes, I'm a remote viewer. Yes, I'm in a medical intuitive. Yes, I'm a psychic. Yes, I'm all these things. And it has nothing to do with arrogance. It's like, I'm here to help this planet, and you are too. Then all of a sudden, it's like, I'm taking my power back. Give someone else permission to take their power back. You know what? We don't need this. We don't need the secret societies anymore. We only keep them in where they are because we are afraid of ourselves and our own power. There's two reasons why you sabotage yourself on this planet. One is you're afraid of your own light. You're afraid of the bigness of the 10,000 suns that reside in your soul. And the second is you're afraid to leave people behind, because you're in relationships where people are intimidated by your power. And those are the only two reasons why we ever hold ourselves back. And so when you could stand up and say, you know what, this is who I am, and own it, your life is going to get 1,000 times better. And there's not going to be anyone messing with you ever again.
Well, ladies, I wanted to mention before that actually hits us, we've got about 4 minutes till the break.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to wrap at this hour. Yep. That's cool.
That's quite okay. I mean, you've given me more airtime than what I actually expected. I just went, well.
I'm flabbergasted, and I won't completely cut you off, Stephen, but leave me a little bit at the end.
Absolutely. I just want to ask Jessica to plug whatever she'd like to plug.
I really would like to plug Sherry today, you know, as an empowered woman. You know, it's like, it's like this, just do what is in your heart and be bigger than you ever allowed yourself to be, because you have my support 1,000%. I am a text message away at this point. We're old friends, and just keep doing what you're doing and get yourself out there. And, you know, because again, I will tell you, fear is like a cloud. As soon as you get up to it, it's gone. And it's time for us to be courageous and face whatever insignificant fears about our own abilities and our own heart that we can, and just let it fly and just own it. And, you know, you guys can find me on social media. I will say that I'm channeling Second Sunday. We got a huge election going on right now, and it's all bullshit. And I would love for you all to be there with me as we uncode and find out the truth of what's really going on and how we're going to be self-governing ourselves in the next few years and how basically we're taking our own leadership back by healing the war that's going on within us. You know, the war of not being able to be totally authentic. That's the only war that's really on this planet. And so when we can be authentic, we fear nothing. And so I'm going to leave you guys with that. And I'm so happy that your daughter is safe. I'm so thrilled and honored that I was able to help you connect with the truth of where she was and find her. And, you know, and let everyone else know that remote viewing is something that can be practiced in a pure state of being. So anyone can do it. Anybody can be an intuitive. Everyone is an intuitive. Everyone is an artist. They just have to remember. And if you look at that word, it just means put back together. Remember. So I'm going to leave you guys with that today. And Stephen, thank you for making me do the show. I love you for it. And I'm so glad I got to meet Sherry. And let's connect after the show and possibly do some work together.
Okay, Sherry.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you. And so it's just amazing. And I definitely plan on doing that. Thank you.
Awesome. See you guys later.
Bye. And right on cue, there's the music. So be right back in 7 minutes, everyone.